At the White House in Capitol Hill, there were answers today to more saber-rattling from North Korea. A senior Pyongyang official suggested North Korea might launch preemptive attacks if it felt threatened by the United States. Bush administration officials play down the standoff over North Korea's nuclear program, but in the Senate, senior Democrats are demanding the situation be treated as a crisis. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
When asked about North Korea's latest warning, along with its plans to reactivate a plutonium-producing reactor, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said today there is real cause for concern, but he also characterized North Korea's aggressive stance as saber-rattling.
Actions of the North Korean government, sadly, are nothing new. Much of this rattling has taken place in previous decades and previous times, and this president is dedicated to dealing with this and to do so diplomatically, along with allies in the region.
Fleischer said the U.S. is prepared with what he called robust plans for any contingencies, including military, in dealing with North Korea. Earlier in the day, Secretary of State Colin Powell faced questions about Korea from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Powell said diplomacy was the answer, but the questions kept coming from panel Republicans as well as Democrats. They were reacting in part to reports in the British newspaper The Guardian that a senior North Korean official had mentioned countermeasures to U.S. moves and a Korean right to preemptive strikes as well. This came just hours after Pyongyang's announcing it would reactivate its nuclear facilities, triggering fears it's about to produce nuclear weapons materials. Even as Powell spoke before the Senate panel, the leader of Senate Democrats, Tom Daschle, attacked the administration's policy toward Korea in a speech on the Senate floor.
North Korea is a grave threat that seems to grow each day that passes without high-level U.S. engagement. It is one the president must redouble his efforts to confront. The president should stop downplaying this threat, start paying more attention to it, and immediately engage the North Koreans in direct talks.
And the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, Delaware's Joseph Biden, hurried to the Senate floor from his meeting with the Secretary of State to scold the administration for insisting what's going on with North Korea is not a crisis.
Iraq is a crisis, so we're told. Well, it is, but not, in my view, in terms of immediate threat to the United States, what the crisis could be in North Korea. Why can't we do both?
Biden warned that if the administration does not act quickly to draw what he called a red line to halt North Korea's nuclear program, that nation may soon have unknown amounts of plutonium ready to sell on the world market.
Even if you don't want to enunciate it, in your mind, Mr. President, treat this as a crisis, because it is, if not contained now. Our options only are diminished as time goes by, not increased.
Administration officials do continue to discuss talks with North Korea, but they've set no date for them. In the meantime, in a clear response to the rising tensions with North Korea, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has put 24 B-52 and B-1 bombers on alert for possible deployment to Guam. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz told a policy forum in Washington this afternoon there was nothing ominous about that development.
We are dealing with an unpredictable regime and a regime that seems to be moving along a ladder of escalation in terms of its actions that is a matter of some concern. But what Secretary Rumsfeld has done in putting those bombers on alert is simply to reinforce our deterrent posture and to make sure that North Korea doesn't do anything adventurous or dangerous of a military kind.
So while direct military action is being prepared for Iraq, when it comes to North Korea, deterrence appears to be the administration's byword for now. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.